This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour. It's Thursday, the 4th of March. Marching forward, 2 weeks away. Well, what, 2 weeks and 4 days away from the first day of spring? Doesn't it seem like in many respects, even though it's been a kind of a lousy winter, that we just were talking about Christmas and fall and then winter begins? It just seems like the more we have to do, the more there is, you know, we're confronted with that thing called time. I remember, I bet you do too, ladies, and I offer this up for everybody who's listening. When you were younger, did your mother say to you, or maybe turn it around, did you say to your mother, "Oh, there's nothing to do, I'm so bored." And your mother would say to you, "Go outside and play." And you thought she was trying to get rid of you, but in fact, you found something to do when you went outside. There was always something to do, little things. And so if you are an adult and you are saying the same thing, "I have nothing to do," then what's going on in your life? Is there, you have no interest, you don't like to fish, you don't like to walk, you don't like to be outside, you don't like to go out and visit friends. Those people who just say there's nothing in my life, I think you have to look at the big picture. I would hope you, because the world is so exciting. There's so much stuff to do and to discover. We're just talking about our brains and how they work and what, you know, this, it's a fascinating thing if you really want to dig into it. What it is that, just think about your brain for a second and how it works and what it does in terms of keeping your body going. It's the fact that you can look at a word on a piece of paper or on a screen and there are letters together. Who created the letters? And then who created the words? And then how is it you look at those words and what is on that piece of paper, those M-O-M, those letters come out of your mouth as mom. It's your brain that does that. It's almost incomprehensible to think about what this thing does. And yet we have 7 billion of them on the planet. And with all of that brain power, we can't figure out how to get along with each other. That's really, all right. So let's get to what's going on today. The House has canceled their session because of the possible plot to breach the Capitol because, Trump's being inaugurated? Where did this come from?
Yeah, do you know what time?
I think it's noon time on the South
Lawn. This is part of the conspiracy theory from the QAnon people, which somehow, and I don't know how.
Explain who QAnon is, Jennifer. Will you please?
Well, no one knows who Q is.
Well, what does it
someone
mean?
Who
okay.
posts as Q. It's a theory, and truly, I've looked into it because I have a family member who's like, "Oh, you got to watch all this stuff, see what you think." It's built on a lot of different truths, which make it a good conspiracy, right? Every good conspiracy is built on truth. And so one of the things that they think is that John F. Kennedy Jr. is still alive, that he faked his own death to get a vengeance.
Crash the plane upside
revenge.
Down, yeah.
Well, revenge for his dad's death, because they feel like a lot of Q's theories that they feel that the biggest American scandal is the killing of President Kennedy, and that it was done by the swamp of the government.
But why would JFK Jr. killing himself have any, like, what would that do?
Well, JFK Jr. didn't kill himself.
Don't ask too many questions, Victoria.
JFK Jr. wants to get revenge for his dad's death, and he vowed.
How is him dying being.
He vowed, well, he vowed to find his father's killers. And so then they thought that he faked his own death.
Wait a minute. It's already been, Jack Anderson found the killers 40 years ago. He wrote a book about it, and nobody has ever said that what Anderson wrote was wrong.
So wait a minute. So JFK Jr., so what happened with him? Was he murdered?
No.
Well, JFK Jr. was in a plane crash, and he and his wife died in a plane crash. And so
no,
people
I know
in
that.
Q think... But okay, I'm just trying to tell you the story. The story is that he's still alive and that he is working with the outsider. He helped get Trump elected and working with Trump to try to take down all of these people in the government that are responsible for screwing up the country. They believe that there is a ruling class, which I believe, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers,
and a global economy.
And I think that's what a lot of people will go, gosh, well, yeah, Democrats are pushing towards a global economy. That doesn't seem right. And so there's a lot of people who jump onto this conspiracy for that reason. And they think, for some reason, that today President Trump is somehow going to be inaugurated. Now, look, if something happens to Joe Biden today, it would be Kamala Harris. If something happens to Kamala Harris, it would be Nancy Pelosi. President Trump is not in the chain of command.
Used to be the inaugural date. That's where, up until 1937, March 4th was the inauguration date.
But what they're saying is that there's going to be a lot of arrests today, that Joe Biden's going to go to jail, that they're all going to be in on it, and that President Trump will be sworn into office. And so I think it's a little ridiculous when we see the Democrats surrounding Capitol Hill with a fence. We see the National Guard troops who apparently have been treated pretty crap, basically. There was a story from the Michigan National Guard that the food is so bad that the National Guard troops have been hospitalized. There's even been shards of metal inside the food that's being served to the National Guard.
Well,
so the treatment of these guys are terrible.
True.
And so they're all being kept there because of protecting the U.S. Capitol. And so you would think that the fence and the National Guard would be enough. But apparently, because they're afraid of the guy with horns coming back, they are going to just not go to work today. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, but that came from the Capitol Police. That wasn't like the House members just deciding to take off
today.
Yeah,
they did such a great job January 6th.
Well, and then they're obviously overcompensating at this point, I think. But
they got a new leader, that woman who's the new chief.
They're creating narratives.
The old one.
Because this is far more than just what happened on January 6th.
Well,
this is about creating a narrative that Republicans and that Trump supporters are somehow the people who are going to do this kind of stuff. And it's trying to vilify people like me.
That
is not true. I am not I'm a Trump supporter.
Not you. I'm talking about the people who, the insurrection at the Capitol. They were Trump
supporters. The broad brushstrokes and the reason that there's a fence and the reason that there's a National Guard and the reason they're not going to work today is to try to create a storyline that everybody like me is capable of this kind of stuff. And it's not true.
Well, they said it's credible militia threats from a militia group.
Who decides what's credible is the question.
Well,
speaking of
they ignored it all last time and look what happened.
Well, yeah, they did because there was bad leadership there and who knew what was going to happen. There's so much of this sort of thing that's so anti-purposeful. Again, we shouldn't be fighting with each other, but we are. And that makes everybody looking on the outside wants to destroy us pretty happy because we're playing right into their hands. And I think that part of the problem on the border is that, again, that ugly situation that was there before and then went away and now is back again. Are we just by using the words?
It didn't magically go away. These were policies that were in place where people were waiting for asylum hearings and waiting for their chance to come into the country. In Mexico, it was a deal that was negotiated by the Trump administration, and Biden, in his first week in office, rolls that back. And so all 4 years of work after dealing with the surge in 2019,
but why would that? What's in it for them? Is it just the
voters.
Simple voting? Let's get some voters in here. Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. Let's keep moving here. The mask mandates being relaxed seems to be causing a stir, as well it might, frankly. The thing, wasn't it yesterday, the day before, we were speculating, if you tell people they don't have to, they will. If you tell people they have to, they won't. Sounds like child's play, in a manner of speaking. But there's a lot of hyperbole about this, and so where do you go under the circumstances for cover? Do you wear the mask and then everybody will leave you alone? Where was I yesterday I went to a restaurant yesterday quickly, and there was somebody in there that wasn't wearing a mask, and they were being berated by the people in the restaurant. Is that the appropriate thing? Is that how things get done? And the people, it's sort of like in the old days in the West, people taking the law into their own hands. Well, you shouldn't be in here. Get out of here. Don't come into the restaurant. You aren't wearing a mask. And they basically chase the guy out. So is that the way, does that fix the problem? I guess it fixes the problem for those people.
And this happens, I think, with people who are on both sides of the mask debate, is that some people who are totally anti-mask intimidate people who are wearing a mask into trying to take theirs off.
I saw it yesterday happen. I was livid. Yep.
people who are mask people are like the PC police, and they're like, oh, you have to put a mask on. You know what? Let everybody make their decisions. It's the free country that we live in that we appreciate, or the semi-free
country
that we live in.
I don't know that it's so free anymore.
But if you're in a store and the store's policy is that everyone has to wear a mask that covers their...
Yeah.
Right, but I was in Target the other day doing curbside pickup, and I had to run in because they gave me the wrong thing. But anyway, so there was this guy blatantly, flagrantly walking around Target with his bandana thing around his neck, looking around, waiting for someone to say something to him. And this poor kid who looked like he was in high school, who worked for Target, it was his job to say, sir, can you please pull your mask up? And the guy was just looking for a fight and started one with this poor kid who didn't even want, you could see, he didn't even want to approach the guy. So I'm so sick of people doing this on purpose, going into businesses and saying...
Well, that's a mentality, though, of some people.
Yeah, but it's happening,
Victoria,
all the time. It's
yeah,
happening
because
all
that's
the time.
Where people's
it's
heads
the
are.
Same thing. I had someone
don't
who
go into
I
the store. It's the policy.
That's I had a friend of mine who was out for a run, and it was by himself, and was out jogging, and no one was around him. Someone pulled up the car and started screaming at him for not wearing a mask. I mean, it's happening on both. It's just happening on both sides of the debate, and it's so silly because it's not. I don't know. I just feel like it's live or let live at this point. And if you have a rule in a store, follow the rules. If you want to go for a jog without a mask on, you don't.
Yeah,
need
I would
car
never
to
say something
tell
to
you
someone
about
outside.
That. I mean, it's.
Yeah,
just
I would never say something
stupid
to someone outside. But if you're in a store and everyone has to follow the same rules, then everyone has to follow the same rules. You know, if you're out
well,
for a
that's
job,
what the rules
you know,
are.
You know,
if
do
the company is a
do.
Private company, they that's right. what they decide they want to have you do, then you shop there or you don't, based on what they just, are telling you to do. I guess
I'm surprised about what a big deal this Texas decision not to wear the mask became, because there are 14 other states who don't have mask mandates because they're following the Constitution and they're letting people decide what's
it's
best.
Texas.
And now because Texas did it, Joe Biden's calling them Neanderthal.
But it's also because Texas got hit so hard with the virus too.
But
and
they've
those
recovered
other states
now.
Didn't. Right, but they're right. But every time that they've relaxed, and this is not just Texas, this is other states too. Anytime that there's been a relaxation of those rules and mask mandates, then there's always a spike that follows.
But I guess
so
the
Texas
question
is going to be the
litmus
test right now.
If we flatten the curve, isn't that what we're after? Because if we're just about mitigating the entire disease, we're going to be masked up and isolated for the next 50 years. So we have to decide to stop moving the goalposts. If the initial goal was flattening the curve, Texas did it, and now they relax their restrictions.
Time to transform what's going on in your body. How about we talk about your body for a while? And now it's in your head. Want to do that? If that's the case and you are supplementing the food that you eat with a lot of great things, that's cool. But do you have the right supplements to keep weight off of your body? If you've been on a diet or you've gone through a program and you have lost a lot of weight, congratulations. Good for you. That's the idea. And at the beginning of the year when you decided you were not going to be safe anymore, I'm going for it. I'm going to lose 40 pounds. And you did. So now, how are you going to keep it off? Have you thought about that? The team of support at TopLoss.com, which is there to support people using Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss program, the supplement, consultants are there all around the clock to talk to you. You can call them anytime you want. Their number is at TopLoss.com, as is the formula, as are the stories of people who have gone through the program and lost weight and kept it off. Fabulous way to do it. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And when you check out the BOGO deal, buy one, get one free, also use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Here we are at 23 after the hour on National Grammar Day. You know what it means to use the correct grammar? The grammar police are here and well in the form of Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, a former English teacher.
Well, let's not leave Jay out, right?
What, is she?
He's mad at me because I end sentences
yeah,
in preposition.
Yeah, I caught her a couple of times. Yeah, she's been really off the reservation, ending sentences in preposition. There's a faux pas, and that deserves a fine. I have to think about what the fine would be. We'll deal with that in a little bit. First, though, however, we have a lot of things on the socials to talk about, including why it is that you are so interested in somebody else's body. What about your body? Why do people stick their nose into other people's business? That's a good question. And then there's this new audiobook service that we have to talk about, and we will right after this.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Yeah! Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, Jay, what the hey is this? This audiobook service that any book can be condensed down to a 15-minute podcast? What is the matter with people? Why would you want to?
This is like next-level Cliff's Notes. Do you remember that back in the day
where you could read a summary?
Yes, exactly.
Coming through school.
So, yeah. It's a new audiobook service, Blinkist.com, and they have shortcasts, which offer key insights from podcasts. They have things called Blinks, where you can read or listen to the key ideas from best-selling nonfiction books in 15 minutes. One user said, why didn't they have this when I had to do all those book reports back in high school? Same, man, same.
Well, really? But it's like, for when Cliff Notes are too books? Long, here's Blinkist. It's like, right. How much yeah. dumber yeah, can we it. Continue
yeah.
to get?
Yeah, and you get nothing out of the old idea of reading these classics, whether they're really, I mean, Catcher in the Rye or some of these others. I always thought the George Orwell stuff was pretty cool. But Catcher in the Rye, ugh. So maybe if
I
there
love
was
Catcher.
A, I know you did. If there's a podcast,
I don't think I've ever said that, so I don't know how you knew that.
Because I know that usually when it comes to things like that, you and I are on the opposite end of the spectrum. when it comes to that sort of thing, I always had short tolerance for things like that because mostly I shouldn't admit this, but they were too long. It took too much time to get it finished, so what happened already?
Catcher's pretty short, but I could see why you wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
There's no actual plot.
It's black or dark. It's
well,
a really...
Yeah, that's yeah,
it. It's dark. It really is. And I never liked reading those dark things. What about you, Jay? When you were in school, what did you like to read?
I liked Goosebumps and, like, R.L. Stein, all those creepy, scary books, and Bernstein Bears. But, like, now as an adult, I like those quick, easy beach reads that are dumb
yeah.
and you can read
right.
in, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you could read in 20, 30 minutes.
Let's do a question.
A literary version of a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Very well said, Victoria.
Let's do a question about grammar and whether you pay attention to your grammar and other people's grammar. That'd be one good thing. And then this propensity that people have to comment on women's bodies and stuff. What in the world? What is there in that? Why? I suppose people don't
yeah,
want to
Yeah, I think a lot of... Sometimes the conversation is just trying to make conversation, but you don't realize how rude the question actually is, yeah, as in, why haven't you had kids yet?
Mind your own business. Okay, 28 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Lance Gooden of Texas, the only House Republican to vote in favor of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act on Wednesday, tweeted Wednesday evening that he cast the wrong ballot by accident. Gooden said in a since-deleted tweet that he accidentally pressed the wrong voting button and realized it too late. He has since changed the official record to reflect his opposition to the partisan George Floyd Policing Act. Two Democrats also voted against the measure, Representatives Jared Golden of Maine and Ron Kind of Wisconsin. A large number of migrants seeking to cross the U.S.-Mexico border have been photographed wearing T-shirts and holding banners that read slogans calling on President Biden to let them enter the country. "Biden, please let us in," read the white T-shirts worn by migrants from Central America and elsewhere at the San Ysidro crossing port in Tijuana, Mexico. A number of photographs were captured by the newswire service Reuters. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning the public of a widespread fraud scheme in which telephone scammers impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal identifiable information. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that the scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up. If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud.
A good rule to follow: if you did not initiate the phone call, assume it's a scam. Third time's a charm, unless you're a rocket ship. Growing pains continue at the SpaceX program in South Texas near the Mexico border. An SN-10 SpaceX rocket soared into the sky in a high-altitude test on Wednesday, then flew itself back to Earth and maneuvered into its first successful upright landing. About 8 minutes later, it blew itself up into pieces, lurching into the air and crashing back down to the ground. The first orbital Starship is planned for year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
One of the highlights of the program today, Thursday, March the 4th, the program refers to the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. It is, as was mentioned a few minutes ago, if you weren't paying attention, there'd be a test later in the hour, National Grammar Day. Not grammar. Chuck Curry will be here. Grammar. It's G-R-A-M-M-A-R. Established in 2008 by Martha Brockenbrow. Of course. Yes. The founder of the Society for the Promotion of Good Grammar. Day's motto is, it's not only a date, it's an imperative. March 4th, on March 4th, to speak well, to write well, and help others do the same. We take that imperative seriously. So this is National Grammar Day, celebrating the idiosyncrasies of the English language. Like how many?
There are a lot of them.
Homonyms and synonyms and antonyms and all that stuff. Do they even teach that in school anymore? Everybody's got their pads, and I don't have to know anything. Right? You just look it up. Look. You know, who knows that is, let's see, Jay, you know what it is, and Victoria, but people younger than you, do they know what a homonym is? They know what a synonym is? They know what an antonym is? Do they know?
I feel like they know synonyms and antonyms.
Yeah.
Synonyms are words that sound the same but are spelled differently. Homonyms are words that mean the same thing. No, they're spelled the same.
No, opposite. You got to flip it. Synonyms are words with similar meanings.
Yeah, different words with similar meanings. Yeah.
Right.
Sound the same. Homonyms. Yeah. There and there. T-H-E-R-E.
That one's one. I don't know if anyone is learning that anymore, because if you look at social media, anybody, right?
But to play devil's advocate, because I know the difference between the theirs, but sometimes I mistype.
Sometimes autocorrect.
Or autocorrect will change it on me, and I don't realize
it. Spell check and autocorrect drives me nuts.
If I'm trying
to be crude or make a point with a punctuation mark.
I'm not trying to say ducking.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody's talking about ducks, man.
Right.
Quack, quack, quack. Speaking of getting ducked, the Boy Scouts have released their sex abuse bankruptcy plan.
Oh, wow. Did you really just say that?
Bad note.
Oof. Wow. Oh, man. Continue. I just had to catch my breath.
That's like
there.
The slow back away, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Shall I start over again?
Yes, and okay? Please don't start the same way.
All right. The Boy Scouts have a bankruptcy plan calling for local councils to contribute about $300 million to a trust to settle the tens of thousands of sex abuse claims against them. This is something that is so sad, so tragic, that this kind of stuff gets into the deepest crevices of what is supposed to be the best part of our society, helping young boys, the same with girls, be better men. And then you find out that there are dozens of men, if not hundreds, if not thousands of men, who weren't too secure in their own manhood, apparently, so they go after little boys. They should belong to the Catholic Church. They should put the two of them together. It's really a shame. So about last year this time, they filed for bankruptcy to shield the councils, the local organizations, from the bankruptcy process. But the settlement has to involve participation because they don't have any money nationally, because they need to come up with $300 million. So there are 253 councils across the country, about $1 million. How are they going to do that? Are they going to have Boy Scout jamborees? Are they going to have picnics?
They've got assets that they're selling. I think they have a whole collection of Norman Rockwell paintings that they're going to sell off. And there's a bunch of stuff that they are going to do, different assets that they're going to have to liquidate.
It's pretty sad, though, isn't it? How when you get right down to it?
It's very sad, because the Scouts organization, like the things that kids learn as Scouts, are really wonderful life skills.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that the organization has been infiltrated by, I mean, they're pedophiles. They're not they're not men who are just insecure
former
in their
priests.
Manhood. This is mental illness.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's such a shame that the screening wasn't better, the protection wasn't there for these kids. It's horrific. And unfortunately, it's taken such a great organization I think everyone who's been a scout who didn't experience something horrific has really wonderful memories of it and learned, and says really fond things and, you know, learned a lot from it. So it's too bad. Once this is over, maybe the whole organization of scouts can just kind of hit the reset button.
Right. People have long memories for stuff like that, though, unfortunately.
I know. Yeah.
Speaking of things that are off the beaten path, the state of Virginia has approved adult use marijuana. So this is the first state in the South now to embrace full legalization of marijuana, recreational marijuana. Passed the House 48-43, and the Senate approved it 20-19. It wasn't really a bipartisan effort. There wasn't any Republican who voted for the bill in either chamber. Why? What is it about Republicans? And I say this having been a Republican most of my life. I don't get where we veered off course here, so that, among other things, you're so predictable. That's a good thing with some people. I don't know. But why is it that Republicans in mass think that legalization of marijuana, what do you think is going to happen? Says somebody who was never really, I didn't care one way or another. I don't like being around it. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like any, really, of the
You'll be smelling a lot of it on your farm.
But I'm going to sell a lot of it on my farm or as a result of growing it on the farm. And then, but I've educated myself to think that this is all about smoking grass is really ignorant. There are so many good things that come from TBD. Well, there's CBD and there's TBD, the THC, excuse me. The CBD is hemp, and hemp is not, it looks like marijuana, but it's not. And then there's the marijuana itself. And the research that's being done that we know about here, because we're going to participate in it, is coming, the idea, and I was talking about this with an expert the other day, the idea that there are things in the genetics of THC that could very well eliminate pancreatic cancer.
That is so incredible.
That. And there's another bit of research. My friend John Kelly and I were talking about this at Seriscan this week because they're all about the brain. And there's another, I think it also is here in Boston, maybe at Harvard, where they have isolated, again, another property in THC that will either eliminate, prevent, or keep you from getting worse if you have Alzheimer's and dementia.
Isn't that incredible? And like the stereotype is, oh, you're smoking your brain cells away. You're not going to be able to remember your own name.
Well,
and it turns out it could be the opposite.
Yeah, in terms of smoking this stuff, yeah. But there are other things. Then you get short-sighted, and then, you know, all Republicans. I mean, that's really a silly thing
well, the
to
thing
say.
Is,
but
in
when
Virginia,
it comes to these votes, I don't, you know.
Well, some of the Republicans made statements as to why they were against it. And the gist of it is because it's not just a bill that is, oh, let's make marijuana legalized. What goes along with legalizing marijuana is expunging criminal records for low-level possession of marijuana.
Which is appropriate.
Which it is. But the Republicans disagree, and they think that it's going to be some free-for-all of people who had, you know, look, the bottom line is this is a disproportionately black crime. And so, and I say crime in big air quotes, but that's where a lot of the Republicans did not like it, that those records would be expunged and that benefits black people. I mean, that's
the bottom
line. A
couple of other states, Illinois, Vermont, passing legislation to legalize this stuff. Big tax money, man, I'll tell you that.
Huge.
I'm looking at what I'm going to be paying for taxes.
Talk to Colorado.
Well,
Colorado was the
it.
First state
I just got that
ago.
Last 2 days, you know.
Yeah.
So you've got it in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the votes are overwhelming.
It hasn't happened yet, but yes, they just got the legislation in order. They had to go about it. The governor wanted to go about it the right way and make sure it wasn't done via executive order. It's actually, you know, written into law, and they had to come up with the structure of penalty if you buy it or smoke it if you're under 21. They're treating it just like alcohol, essentially.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the way it should be treated, in a manner of speaking. But tobacco, you know, if you got a case against marijuana and you're in a state like Virginia, what a bunch of damn hypocrites. That's
right.
Where all the tobacco is grown, all the tobacco products that kill millions of Americans every year, smoking that stuff.
It's so addictive, and marijuana
and
is not.
All, right, and it's all, well, they manufacture it to be addictive. They put stuff in it to addict, to get to suck on. And so in Virginia, that's the cigarette capital of the world. They make more in Virginia than any place else.
That's surprising. I didn't know that. I would have guessed North Carolina.
Well, that's where it's grown. But the actual manufacturing plants
for
the cigarettes are in Virginia. Go, you drive through Richmond on Interstate 95 and look on both sides of the highway. And, you get pretty good idea about what's going on there. In a moment, why are gold, silver, and other precious metals pouring into our country? We need to sort of dig around that a little bit here as we continue on the DJV program. 44 after the hour, Doug, Victoria J. Sleeping problems among Americans. New study finding 54% increase in Americans saying that their sleep patterns have been affected by what's gone on this past year. Well, along comes MyPillow, the premium MyPillows, great night's sleep. That's the secret. You got arthritis. You got a lot of things. Your mattress, maybe your mattress firm, a mattress topper isn't firm enough, or maybe it's too firm. Better check that out as well. A lot of different products at MyPillow.com. It'll change your life. MyPillow is, we've all had them. I don't know, Jay, you probably don't have any MyPillows yet.
I do have a MyPillow. I've had it for many years. Yeah. I love it.
So there you go. It lasts a long time. You wash it and dry it all the time, do you?
Is
that how you keep it clean? Yeah, that's the best. That's one of the things about it that makes it so remarkable. So right now you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $70. You pay $30 and you got it. $40 savings, not a bad deal, right? You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your position. Comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Nobody else is doing that. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener page. You'll find all the offers there. Use the DJV code when you check out so you can get the Giza Dream bed sheets cheaper, the mattress topper cheaper, the towel sets cheaper. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com, do a little perusing, and then click on the radio listener page. Use the DJV code for savings at checkout.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
You know, we talk about celebrating things, Grammar Day, etc. Also, we can celebrate the birthday of Jessica Biel, who's 39 today. Justin Timberlake celebrating his wife's birthday with an Instagram tribute. You know, it all seems like it's still fakey, phony to me. Maybe I'm too cynical.
Between the two pictures. Of them?
Well, I love her, man. I think she's fabulous. Very attractive, smart, really doing a lot of things in Hollywood on her own. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Justin says, happy birthday to my favorite person in the world, the strongest, funniest, best, brightest, and most beautiful mom, partner, boss that there is. I'm lucky to learn from you and laugh with you and celebrate you every day. I think it's gone. The problem is gone, right? They seem to be all right.
Seems to be fine. I mean, he made it pretty clear that, yes, he was drunk and he was stupid, but he said nothing happened. So she obviously believed him because they had another kid in quarantine. So
right. Yep. All right. The first 3 months after we entered lockdown, we imported $23 billion, with a B, in gold and silver and other precious metals. That's really way beyond what happened the year before. Most of the categories, the imports of things, has declined, but not gold, silver, and precious metals. Interesting. Experts say the surge reflects our lack of confidence in our government's response to the pandemic and ability to pay the bills. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? Jewelry sales have doubled, 3.5 million in New York alone. Growth continues for the first part of this year. Buyers say gold jewelry is not just fashion, it's an investment. All right, so go spend your money, go buy a big diamond ring. That would be wonderful. 10 before the hour.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moving into Chuck Curry's mode here on the DJV program. Chucker is here with Movie Moments. We'll be focusing on a little bit of animation, in a manner of speaking, right after this.
We're living in a time like no other.
All doctors to the ER.
That's why we have to rely on each other and those on the front lines. Whether battling COVID-19, enacting social justice, or putting a spotlight on education and healthcare equity. It's time to hear from industry leaders and those in a position to create change. Find the Women in Government podcast everywhere podcasts are available or visit womeningovernment.org.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah.
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calf!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Okay, so here's the theme from The Simpsons. I have a confession to make, Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
Never seen The Simpsons once.
Never? Okay.
Never. Nope. Never seen it. Although the fellow who's responsible for The Simpsons, Seth MacFarlane, right? He's got how many shows?
No,
has he
he's
got?
Family no. Guy. He's no. Not The Simpsons.
Yeah. He's what is yeah. He?
Family Guy.
Oh, Family Guy. Who
Matt
does
Groening
The Simpsons?
Is The Simpsons.
Who is it?
Matt Groening.
What's his story? Why Matt Groening? What's The Simpsons been off
the he's got a couple bucks in the bank. So let's put it that way.
Simpsons been on, what, 30 years? More than that? 30?
Yeah, it's been on since it originally aired December 17, 1989. They just gave the renewal for adding another couple seasons.
The
I think
Simpsons.
Which takes it up to like 2034.
Yeah, really. Doesn't it add a lot
think
to
of
our
the people,
culture?
Think of everybody involved with this program, how much money they have made. Listen, an actress named Nancy Cartwright is actually the voice of Bart Simpson.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, she's been around for ever since she was a child.
Think how well she's done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, she makes millions as the voice.
Voice work pays the bills, no doubt.
Yep. Voice work is very, very lucrative because you don't have to rehearse, in a sense. Just going to read the script and do the right inflections and stuff. That's why all
I think that would make it. I think this ultimately will be the longest running series on TV. There's been long ones. Bonanza, Gunsmoke, ER was a long running series. If you look at the game shows, Wheel of Fortune, how long's that thing been on?
Same, you know, the Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Jeopardy.
The same day.
And they'll probably be on in 20 more years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They
long
go and
as
go.
They can keep Pat Sajak alive, just keep, you know, kind of looming him up. he's all set.
Keep him liquored up. He'll be fine.
I think Vanna looks awful. Have you seen? I was watching the
celebrity.
I have not watched
good.
That in a long time.
Oh, she's all skin and bones. My God.
Well, she's always been thin. I mean, you know. You lose that plumpness, but, you know, she also said she's had to be a size 2 for 40 years. And that's not an easy thing to do.
That's how she keeps her
That's because the dresses, because the dresses that they give her are all sample size.
Yeah,
exactly. So I'm going to give Vanna a big pass. Yeah. I have major props.
All right, this new movie, Amy Poehler's, and everybody's talking about Amy and Tina.
Tina Fey,
Because of last weekend. So there's a new movie called Moxie. What do you know about that? It's supposed to be about a high school.
I don't know. I don't know much about it. Is it a streaming movie, theatrical? By the way, the Golden Globes drew only 6.9 million viewers, the lowest rating in 25 years. Last year drew almost 19 million, so 19-7, which is not surprising because as we said many times weeks leading in up to the award season, the mainstream viewer or the casual viewer at home has no idea what these movies are, and they're not going to have much interest in, or have any rooting interest to watch it. But I get why the industry has to do these award shows because it's important to themselves to recognize their work. Unfortunately, most people have not seen their work, so it's a really very interesting time.
It was a good year on TV. TV was good, but then movies, I didn't know any of the movies.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, they weren't. They were pretty low visibility movies to begin with, even in good times.
Probably,
you know, there wouldn't have been a lot of attention paid to most of those movies. And that gets back into the elitism, all this yak about Black Lives Matter and that sort of thing. They do, and we acknowledge all of that. But when you make it the mainstay of things like this, the average American isn't tuned in to it. Whether that's good or bad isn't the question. The question is, how do you get ratings to feed the mouths of the people who are running the network, the advertising dollars that come in weigh less because of the ratings. You know,
and it will be interesting to see what
ratings.
The Oscars bring in terms of ratings.
Who's going to host that this year?
There are no movies.
Yeah.
I don't even know
movies.
Who's hosting. Yeah.
Probably not even a host. All right, Chucker, you're nominated. You can be the host of the...
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.